There is an art to how to argue well, so everything stays calm enough to allow you to keep talking until you reach a solution. When you let emotion push you over the edge into bad behavior, your style drives up the intensity of emotion, both with yourself and the people with whom you're arguing. More intense negative emotion, more ugly things are said, and the longer it's going to take for feelings to calm down enough to allow for rational problem solving. Here's one of the many mistakes that is often made during an argument. Someone draws an extreme, even absurd, conclusion from what's been said and throws the ridiculous, usually pejorative, conclusion out as a challenge, kind of like saying, "So there." And of course, if you'd really meant to draw this conclusion, your position would look totally foolish. This is a rotten fight style because it immediately puts the other person on the defense, derailing the discussion away from a solution and into explaining why they didn't mean to say what you concluded they were trying to say. I was helping a couple get through a fight, and the wife kept using this challenging fight style. Husband said he wasn't all that thrilled about going with her family on another cruise. He doesn't get along with his brother-in-law, who needles him about politics. Wife's comeback is, "So, you don't want to have your children get to know their cousins?" Now, of course, he wants his children to get to know their cousins. All he said was that he wasn't thrilled with the idea of the cruise. He hadn't even said he wouldn't go. Her challenge derailed him from working out a solution with her and led him into explaining how he likes the nephews and nieces and wants his kids to be close with them. I thought, okay, here's a teaching moment, and talked with them both about why it doesn't work to draw extreme hyperbole conclusions and throw them out as challenges. Wife appeared to get it. I mean, what's hard to understand about why it doesn't work to make someone feel foolish by drawing an absurd conclusion from what they've just said? And moments later, she did it to him again. He said he wanted to spend his vacation time this year with just themselves and their kids. She draws another extreme conclusion and says, "You're trying to keep me from being with my family." I point out she's just done it again, and then she does it to me. "You don't support women staying close to their families." The power of habit. Her fight style was automatically to put the other on the defense by challenging them with an extreme conclusion that was never stated. If this happens in your home, say you want to try solving disagreements by sticking to the facts and not reading a lot into them, they'll say, "Well, yeah," and it will happen again. "You don't want your kids to know their cousins." To which you say, "That's not what I said. Let me say it again." The technique is to not allow yourself to become derailed in defending and explaining your position on the extreme conclusion that was just thrown at you, while at the same time not demeaning the other for hurling the extreme conclusion. If the argument keeps returning to you being challenged by extreme conclusions, suggest you're not getting anywhere and conclusions are being drawn for which there's no evidence, gracefully table the argument for another time, and ask that next you discuss it, you both try to stick with only the facts of what is being said right now. Not old history, not fears about the other's underlying motives or character flaws, not fears about the future, just the current facts of what's being said. If the challenging pattern doesn't change, you may need a therapist to coach the two of you so you know right away when the challenge is being thrown, giving you the chance to practice not drawing extreme conclusions. Extreme conclusions simply lead to extremely negative emotions. For KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovic.